Nation!
Y'all, Jada Pinkett Smith is spilling more tea. You won't believe who asked her on a date.
And what did Denise Richards do to get the internet's panties all in a bunch?
Ooh, and later on, we're dishing with Kiki White about her new show, Kiki Wyatt's World. But what you got first, Brad?
Okay, Gary, last night was the LA premiere of Taylor Swift's Eras Tour concert film. Mm-hmm. And of course, Taylor was there, but she wasn't the only diva in attendance, y'all. Beyonce, whose Renaissance concert movie comes out later this year, showed up to rock with Taylor.
Okay.
Taylor shared this boomerang and said, "I'm so glad I'll never know what my life would have been like without Beyonce's influence. She's been a guiding light throughout my career. And the fact that she showed up tonight was like an actual fairy tale."
Aww. Oh, that's awesome.
That's so cute.
How awesome is it, honey? I feel so sorry for another Destiny's Child that she didn't show up for.
But
that's neither here nor there.
Nobody's worried about that, Gary. Mm-hmm. Only you.
Yeah.
Look, they have this like interesting like pop culture entanglement, right? Like they both speak for different like groups
of women.
Not everything
will be entanglement.
No, know, no more. Right? We got more entanglements coming
later. It's the season.
But Beyonce was sitting right there when Kanye got on the stage and made that whole awkward moment. And so I like seeing the two of them together.
Me too.
I think it's really, really sweet. I think that since the whole MTV acceptance thing, when Kanye kind of ruined her moment, she felt kind of responsible, you know what I mean? Yeah. You know, for extending herself. And I think they became friends since then. So
I
think
too.
That's great.
Sure.
What are the chances y'all think she picked up that popcorn she threw?
Zero.
So are you ushers?
All right, y'all, we discussed yesterday that Jada Pinkett Smith just spilled the tea that she and Will have been separated for 7 years.
Wow.
Well, y'all, there's more to this story.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, rumors were spreading in Hollywood that they were actually divorcing. And at some point before the Oscars slap, y'all remember that with Chris Rock?
Oh, who can forget?
Who can forget?
Well, Mr. Chris Rock actually asked Jada out.
Oh. What? Mm-hmm.
And in a new issue of People magazine on stands tomorrow, Jada said, "He called me and basically he was like, 'I'd love to take you out. Aren't you and Will getting divorced?' And I was like, 'No, Chris, those are just rumors.' You know, he was appalled and he profusely apologized, and that was that."
Wow. Mm. This is a whole layer.
Yeah.
This is a whole layer right here.
Do you think Jada told Will about that at some point?
She absolutely told him.
She had to have.
Yeah, she absolutely told him.
Let's just say if, like, you know, you see an opportunity, right? Or you've heard through the grapevine that there's trouble in paradise and, you know, you want to shoot your shot. Is it okay?
Oh. What?
I don't think they were friends, but I still don't think that's okay because it's kind of like the same industry. And then if they're not divorced, like, I don't think it's okay.
But then it was August.
That was her choice.
But that was her choice.
Yeah.
But it's not, I don't think it's wrong to shoot your shot if you're respectful. And if someone says no or they decline, as long as you're respectful back. If someone's getting divorced or whatever.
No, let me tell you what's disrespectful. He said, "I heard," okay? He didn't see nobody and make no announcement. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He talking about grapevine juice and he picked up the phone and called somebody's wife on? Oh, no, baby, I'm sorry. It's disrespectful.
But maybe it was his approach. Because whatever August did worked. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was okay for him.
He makes me so sick.
August was just coming over with the sun.
He was coming over, right?
He was sneaking in.
Oh, Lord, it
Do you think Chris
sounds
was
bad.
Like, "Hey, Jada."
How much for one thrust?
He's gonna take you out sometime, Jada.
Yeah. Jada Pinkett Smith. That's our terrible Chris Rock impersonation. Okay, all right, guys. All y'all know Charlie Sheen's 19-year-old daughter, Sammy, has an OnlyFans, right? We talked about this before. And her mother, Denise Richards, who's 52, also has an OnlyFans, which, like, just by the way, a mother-daughter both on OnlyFans, that's... Wow. Anyhow, Denise posted a pic with her daughter and said, "Should my mini-me Sammy Sheen and I do another collaboration soon?" And when that post got shared to Reddit, the internet definitely had some thoughts, with some people calling it creepy and inappropriate.
Yeah, that should be on Deadit. Like, it's just weird. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's a lot.
Scantily clad mom and daughter, like, it's looking real romish out here.
What are they doing, though, on OnlyFans? Is everything on OnlyFans, like, raunchy and strippery and nasty, like, and sex?
Not
everything,
just a high percentage of it.
Now, most of it is... I haven't subscribed. I have heard. I've only heard
through the grapevine
about things. Through the grapevine, through the grape juice. You see, I don't think either one of them are out here like bearing it all.
Would y'all not do something with y'all kids together, like post for a diaper commercial or something?
Yeah, but I don't think OnlyFans is appropriate, right?
not half naked, okay. And not would you like to see us in another collaboration?
Right.
Y'all better get y'all life together. Y'all better get saved. I'm telling you, that is terrible.
Like if they do like a collaborative cooking show,
right?
Or you know something, you know, informational.
How you know she put the shoulder into it though?
Because that's how I can even imagine how she says it. Felt like a shoulder movement.
Well, y'all, Teresa Giudice pulled out all the stops to make sure she didn't end up back in the slammer, y'all. Now, the New Jersey housewife was pulled over for drifting in between lanes and driving slow. Mm. And when the officer asked her for her identification, she offered him that and a little bit of extra information, y'all. Listen to this.
What state is this temp tag? Pennsylvania?
I just bought it.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
My car got stolen.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear about that. Okay, give me one second, okay?
Family business
cards,
too.
Okay, no, don't worry about it. Yeah, okay. No.
She stopped when you were ahead.
She just sounded like she was nervous, y'all.
Mm. What's the business card supposed to do, though?
No, but that card thing does work sometimes, because, like, my pops used to be, like, on the force. Okay. And, like, there was a card that he gave me, like, just in case he ever got, you know, in case I ever got jammed up, I could, like, you know, run that card, because it was somebody who was high up in the force, like, okay, go along now.
Go,
but I never had to use it, though.
Okay.
Got it.
That's so nice. Like, you got any more of those?
Yeah, what happened to that card?
It's 3, 4, 5 wallets ago. It's probably still in that whole wallet. Okay. And I think it's only in the New York tri-state area.
Oh, damn. Okay.
All right, well, Teresa may have avoided jail time this time, but let me tell you who might be behind bars for the next year.
Who that?
Y'all, Miss Carly Russell. Y'all remember her?
Ooh, Carly Russell.
She has the queen of cap. Y'all know the Alabama nursing student who had us all fooled and bamboozled.
And worried.
Girl with the foe taking kidnapping hoax. Y'all remember her?
Yeah.
Well, Miss Thang showed up to court yesterday with a fresh press Easter press and curl, y'all. Only to be found guilty for 2 misdemeanors. And guess what the judge recommended as sentencing?
What?
Y'all, 1 year in the Alabama slammer and restitution in the amount of almost $18,000. Now, are we here for this judgment or y'all think she should do a year in jail? Should we just go on and let that go?
Nah, she should do 1 year without a wig.
You know what?
You know what I mean? Because, like, some people who are so vain, you know what I mean? Like, you know, they always got to keep their appearance up. And being that the wig was a very important part of the overall investigation,
yeah, that's true.
I think she should have to walk through life for 1 year just rocking a low fade.
I don't know. The jail, the jail seems a little extreme for this.
Yeah.
I don't want to send nobody to jail because I've been there before. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's not the most amazing place to be. But I definitely think she needs to do something where she gets some type of slap on the wrist. Like, yeah.
Well, my short experience in the judicial system, when the judge just recommends, it doesn't mean that's what she's going to get.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They can work out something.
Okay.
Yeah. What if it was like the wig thing and she has to help look for people who are really missing?
She should wear an ankle monitor.
At least everyone will always know where she's at.
Absolutely.
Right? You know what I mean? You won't get lost again.
You can't say you're getting kidnapped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Trafficked or whatever.
Was Richard Pryor secretly dishing his eggplant out to another legend? Ooh. We'll get into it after the break.
Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
All right, y'all. I'm a good sister, baby, Miss Sherry Shepherd, honey. Always stay with a good tea, baby. She always got some good tea. Well, honey, take a look at the tea she spilled, honey, about Miss Barbara Walters, honey, when her good Judy, baby, Miss Joy Behar stopped by and just chatted on her show. Watch this, honey. Oh.
I never told this before. I'm gonna tell. I told Joy that I had run into Paul Mooney. Paul Mooney has said that he caught Barbara Walters with Richard Pryor. I came back and I was like, Joy, guess what? When you talk like that, you know, don't tell nobody. The next day, Barbara walks in and you go, so you're schlepping Richard Pryor, huh?
Wait, what did she say?
She turned around and, you know, Barbara's head was swivel like that. She goes, who told you that?
Between you and me, Barbara liked a brother. Is this going to be on television?
Hey, bitch.
Wow. All right, Barbara.
Because Barbara Walters, it was out there, she had dated another black guy.
I'm not mad at her.
They showed this guy that she had dated. But I could imagine, honey, when Paul Mooney walked in, honey, Miss Barbara was having a Caesar salad.
What are you talking about, Willis?
I'm sure she probably was eating a salad, honey. You know, I mean, Barbara is a healthy woman. I was a healthy woman.
And like, and do we hold her in such high regard because like we've known her as an old lady the whole time, right. And we can't picture somebody at that age being freaky?
She wasn't always old, so we got a picture of her being a little young stunner.
Running around.
She was Barbara Walters getting all the interviews. She probably interviewed Richard Pryor. He probably hit on it. She was like, hell yeah, let me get some of that. Let me get some of that chocolate. Yeah. You know. Gave him fellatio. A carpaccio.
Condoleezza.
Okay. Some Condoleezza rice.
Okay. All right, y'all, moving on, baby. I'm sorry.
That was real, Drew?
Yes, it was real.
Yeah, I think your shirt is wet.
amongst other things, baby. Oh. That Mr. Lenny Kravitz, y'all, has done it again. Ooh. Oh, Lord God. He released a new music video for his song called TK421, and it is driving not only myself, but the internet crazy because of how this man seems to never age. Hallelujah. Check this out. Lord God. What? He's all over that video. The Holy Ghost is all over that.
Play it one more time. Let me see.
Blessed be the rock.
Wow. Oh, my. Is that a T? Oh.
You could tell that man is never worried about anything ever in his life. You know what I mean? Like you don't see a speck of gray hair nowhere on him. And apparently, he's eating Condoleezza rice and nothing else. Because, like, that dude has no body fat.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so Tamar, I mean, so we're both the single, honey. I mean, could you just see yourself with Lenny in the bathtub?
But we don't know if I'm single.
Oh, bitch, correct the narrow.
She's outside. No, I do. I think Lenny is like super, super like sexy. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. And like you can tell he reads his Bible at night, you know?
You got that from that video?
I did. I could tell he is saved and sanctified and sanctured in the Lord. And let me tell you something. I ain't never dated no older man, but let me tell you, if 60 hours look like that, as long as it still work, I'm in here for it.
All right, then. It's time to keep living, then. Coming up, honey, we've got Kiki Wyatt here to talk about her new reality show and all them kids, baby, she got. All that and more when we come back.
Not too much on Kiki. No.
She got 11, right?
11.
Damn. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. We're back. Hey. All right, y'all, we have in the studio our girl. She's a wife. She's a mama to 11 beautiful children. Diva and singing her tail off. Honey, she'll blow the roof off this thing.
Okay.
So shut your mouth. Turn reality star. Let's give it up for my friend, Kiki Wyatt in the building.
Hey.
You're so dopey.
Okay, hey, sugar girl, you got your own show now. Uh-huh. Kiki Wyatt's World debuting. Nah, I know it's debuting.
They already know.
Debuting on WeTV tonight. So tell the fans what they can expect, girl.
Me.
And that is enough, honey. For real.
So now, Kiki girl, so this is cute, honey. You have all the kids. So my thing is, do all the kids get a check, honey?
Do.
They get a check?
Down.
That's right, baby. Get those girls paid.
Who they mama?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so Kiki's like my good sis, right? So our kids are best friends. And so I want to know. Because we have talked about this before. Like, I've had my family on television for a while, and it's tough, right? What made you want to really do this and put your personal life all the way out there? Are you ready for it, Linda?
Yeah. Remember you tried to get me not to do it? She said, do not. And I repeat, do not do this unless you're ready. I think I'm ready, though.
I think you are.
I think so, because I feel like I have my foundation set, my husband is set, my Christian walk is set. So I feel like if I have those major, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think I'll be all right.
I think you're going to be all right, too. Yeah.
Isn't more it similar right. to Kate plus 8?
I done surpassed Kate in her 8. Honey, I need to be Evelyn in her 11.
So, Kiki, so how do you juggle him being a mom, a wife, mm-hmm. and a performer? Because some of these new moms, honey, they need help, but I'm not saying no names.
First of all, if you saw BET last night, you would know I don't need no help whatsoever.
You better come on. Okay,
whatsoever.
But how do I juggle?
How do you juggle?
I just tell everybody what to do.
Really?
There it is.
But do they listen?
They better or they'll die.
And that's where the drama comes in, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all better make sure y'all tune in because Kiki don't play, okay?
So Kiki, now enough about the kids, honey. So tell us something. You also have a new single, honey, Water to Wine. Now there's one line in there where you say this. You ain't got to be perfect. As long as you keep working, I'm willing to work with what you give me. So, honey, are you saying that I should be able to work with whatever, honey, a man brings me to the table, or what?
Do you got a man?
No, it's sad, Kiki. I don't have nobody but Jesus.
Okay, do you try, though?
No.
That's the problem.
Yeah, you have to be open to dating, Gary, and you...
I'm open, but not just to dating, but...
Okay.
Moving on.
All right, y'all. Well, we're not done with Kiki yet. We got more right after the break, so stay right here.
Yes.
You got to get personally open, Gary.
Yes. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back.
Hey.
We've got Kiki Y discussing all things Kiki Wyatt's world.
That part.
Okay.
Hey, Kiki, Deion Sanders ranks his kids from least to favorite, and it changes all the time. If you had to rank your kids right now, would you be able to do it? And how would you do it?
I'm not ranking them because I don't like none of them.
They're all last place?
I love them, but I don't like them.
I know that's why. Yeah. Okay, friends, spill the tea for the Dishettes. Let them know when, where, and how they can watch Kiki Wyatt's World. And listen to your new single, child, because I know it's banging. I haven't heard it yet.
Because water and wine.
Give me a little more, please.
Ooh.
That's what I got.
Okay.
I better quit before I be pregnant again.
Oh, Lord.
See, I don't know if you can do it.
Baby down.
What about 12?
I mean, I ain't mad at it.
Oh, Kiki, girl, you was a soldier, honey. Ooh.
But what's so wrong with it, though?
I don't know. How do you... I get to watch and see how you juggle. That's what the world want to know.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I love babies. They don't bother me.
So tell us about the show, when, where, and all that.
It is on WeTV.
Okay.
Boom. Partners.
Hello.
Well, used to be Partners.
We followed in Tamar's footsteps.
That part, yes. She started it. We gonna finish it.
Hello.
On Thursday nights at 9 o'clock. What is it, the...
WeTV?
No, the Pacific... The
9-8 Central.
That's just to give that.
9-8 Central.
And the single is Water to Wine.
Water into wine.
What? Water into wine.
Because Jesus did that.
This is...
Tune in that order. Tune in to right Kiki Wyatt's World.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.